Revelation chapter 3. And to the angel of the assembly in Sardis write, He who has the seven spirits of Elohim and the seven stars says these things, I know your works, that you have a name, that you live and are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before Elohim. Remember therefore how you have received and heard, keep it and repent. If therefore you shall not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you shall not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white clothing, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father, and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. And to the angel of the assembly in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens, and no man shuts, and no man opens, says these things. I know your works, behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it, for you have a little strength, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews, and are not, but lie, behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try those who dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly, hold firmly to that which you have, so that no man takes your crown. He who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my Elohim, and he shall go out no more, and I will write upon him the name of my Elohim, and the name of the city of my Elohim, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my Elohim, and I will write upon him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. And to the angel of the assembly of the Laodiceans write, The Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of Elohim, says these things. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot, I wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold tried in the fire, so that you may be rich, and white clothing, so that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, so that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door, and knock. If any man shall hear my voice, and open the door, I will come into him, and will have supper with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes I will grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies.